Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. I see that the broadcaster just went down again. That's why I'm late getting up. All righty, back to brass tacks. Where were we? Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is fromthetrenchesworldreport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Muckin' Fun Day. It is 25th day of September 2023. It's 12:05 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530, then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 and mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 59 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 66 degrees today for the climate basin, and 43 is a low, and drizzling rain. It's been drizzling rain for days, which doesn't bother me. Go on, drizzling rain. We'll be right back.
I took a course in Hallelujah. I went to night school for the blues. Well, I took some stuff that said were cool, yeah. But nothing seemed to light my fuse. But it goes in a bed, like a check that's in the mail. She was a doll with the glass. I was no hound dog, just loved her, shake it down. Until I met her.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you The Word from the Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. You know, we lost our internet last Friday. We couldn't broadcast. And as we fire the computers back up again, I mean, the internet came back on, but we're having to fix fucking shit because while they're in there, they're fucking with our stuff. You know what, you motherfuckers? When we can't talk no fucking more, I guess we're done talking, right? And we've done, and I tell you what, your fucking COVID-19, our fucking Bill of Rights, it's as deadly and more deadly. It is the deadliest thing you'll ever fucking face. And as your COVID fucking is shrinking, that fucking Bill of Rights is swelling. And it's going to come, it's coming for your fucking asses. Make no mistake about it. Let's see if we can get up. Everything's all wishy-wash on my boards here. I have to straighten them out this evening. Didn't expect it, but should have expected it. We'll start at the top. Only 10% of the $7.5 trillion spent during COVID doesn't exist. COVID-19 never existed. COVID-19 is a fucking world scam. It's a fucking fucking broadcaster just went off. So we're going to have to put that back up. they're going to try and fuck with us at every fucking angle that they fucking can. Only 10% of the $7.5 trillion spent during COVID went to health. Of course it did. This is the fucking money that's being fucking handed to the Khazarians and the fucking goddamn communists and the fucking fascists, and all of them are capitalists. Where did the rest go to handouts and crony payments that funded the international left currently trying to enslave us? Bullshit. Just not, ain't no left or right to it. You ain't going to sell that fucking shit, and you ain't going to sell another fucking campaign, so you might as well fucking bag it, assholes. You think we're going to buy this shit? Anybody that fucking votes in another fucking goddamn foreign occupation election is a motherfucking traitor that will be dealt with. 500,000 military-age men are gathering in North Africa and preparing to invade Europe. We already seen the invasion in Italy. And they're just going to, when they get there, you know what they'll do, man? They're going to face that fucking invasion? Hell no. Their fucking Navy's going to let it escort it up to the fucking island, or hell, they'll probably be on Navy ships, unload them, and then the next day they'll take whatever fucking money the fucking people are getting from their socialist governments, and they'll hand it over to the son of a bitches. This video, it's a video, and it's, you can watch it. There's a zillion of them. Car thieves kill 86-year-old Chicago man, make off the vehicle in broad daylight. This is interesting in the fact that Chicago, this by Katie Davis Court, the post-millennial. Chicago robbers allegedly shot and killed an 86-year-old man in broad daylight on Saturday while they stole his truck. We saw last week where they, you know, come and robbed the guy, followed him home from the fucking bank. It's outside your fucking door now. What do you think of that? Why am I so low? Turned up. It's outside your fucking door now, like we told you it'd be. Now you can't. What, this guy here, Charles Hobson, senior, was shot in the thigh by a gang of thieves right outside his home when he reportedly went to retrieve something from his vehicle around 10 a.m. in the Auburn Gresham neighborhood. Hobson was transported to the hospital in critical condition and later died of his injuries, according to ABC7. Tamika Wright, Hobson's neighbor, was stunned by the killing and told ABC7, "We love each other. We look out for each other. And this could happen to any one of us right outside our door. And we have no idea what's coming for us. You sure as hell don't, but you've been warned. You've been warned for fucking years that you just stop this before it got to your fucking door. Now that it's at your fucking door, you will fight it or it will fucking destroy your ass like it did this fella. We have no idea what's coming for us," Wright said, that suspects in Hobson's stolen truck were spotted in the back alley of his home while police were still on the scene trying to get back into his house, because I guess they wanted to know what else they could gain from this robbery, Tamika said. According to the outlet, Chicago police took three suspects into custody. Their names have not been publicly released because they're all going to be foreign fucking names. This is part of the foreign fucking invasion. This is why it's just like when they sent the Indians to raid up and down the frontiers during the so-called Revolutionary War, which was indeed a hijacking of the people's uprising for our fucking rights. At any rate, that's what terrorism. This is terrorism, and it's been brought to you by the fucking terrorists and the international corporate mafia, plain and simple. Kimberly Buford, another neighbor, added, "It's just heartbreaking that he's no longer here for stupidity. Whatever that means. He went to get something out of his car and never made it back in the house," Kimberly said. "It was nothing none of us could have done. Between January and September of this year alone, 432 people have been killed in Chicago. A database obtained by Chicago Sun-Times shows Breitbart News reports. Chicago police and detectives are still investigating the incident and will release more information when it becomes available." Yeah, maybe you will. Okay, what else we got? CDC refuses to release updated information on post-COVID vaccination heart inflammation. Well, that's right, because we're getting ready for another big fucking sell of this shit. Is there anybody out there stupid enough to fucking take an injection at this point in the ballgame? I don't think so. That's why, it's like everything else, like the 0.004% of the fucking fags, transvestite, fucking weirdos, sick in the head, son of a bitches. Their numbers are so small that when you can tell the size of the numbers by the necessary propaganda to try to make them look like they're more than they are. Excuse me. The U.S., this is by Tyler Durden, Zero Hedge. The U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, is refusing to release updated information on reported cases of myocarditis and pericarditis following COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. See how they're cramming it every fucking day. Keep saying over. Everybody knows it's a fucking lie. It's a con. It's a fucking program. It's an agenda to fucking kill fucking people with the fucking cure to this non-fucking disease. This fucker does not exist. You can't isolate a fucking virus. The man who invented the test that they claim they're isolating viruses with said it can't do it. I think he would know. He won the fucking Nobel Prize. Following COVID-19 vaccinations. Is there a read more? No, that's it. I'm sure they... Oh, yeah, there is. COVID-19 again. I mean, you're going to see COVID-19, COVID-19 election, immigration, invasion, election. I mean, this is their fucking spiel that they think that they're going to get the stupid ass fucking retards. I vote by my rat, my rat. That's your fucking only fucking wrong, motherfucker, because your vote don't count for shit. It never been as counted. They select who's going to be your fucking ruler. And if you're stupid enough to go along with it, you deserve what you get, but I don't deserve the consequences for your fucking stupidity. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. Vaccines are not vaccines. They're biological kill agents, can cause inflammatory conditions. No fucking shit. How many articles have we read? The CDC has confirmed previously. The agency has regularly conveyed the number of post-vaccination myocarditis and pericarditis cases to the to the biological kill agents adverse event reporting system, which it helps manage as it has consulted with its advisors on updates on the biological kill agents. But during a meeting on September 12th, the CDC did not mention VAERS data. Well, because it's already been showing how many you fucking killed. Anybody would fucking let you get within a fucking 10 feet of them without fucking blasting your ass is a fool. As for the information, a CDC spokesman pointed to a CDC study that covers data only through October 23rd, 2022. Which has all been proven lies. Show they lied. They fucking committed perjury, and they're still sitting there fucking living high, living fat, never touched. It's like Hunter Biden got his picture at the top of the fucking site, fucking with little 6-year-old girls dressed up like prostitutes, and his crack cocaine don't mean a fucking thing. Only way this fucking stops is if we stop it. That study identified 9 reports of myocarditis or pericarditis. Following vaccination with one of the benevolent COVID-19 doesn't exist, biological kill agents, which were introduced in September 2022, seven of the reports were verified by medical review. Asked for more current data, the spokesman acknowledged the agency has it, but is not making it public. Everything that you fucking make belongs to us, you motherfuckers. You are a fucking occupying force, and you are at fucking war with the fucking American nationals. We understand it. We understand the war, even if the fucking people, the other people out there do not understand and still think, oh, I'll get me a good lawyer. I'll go get one of the enemy to take me into the Star Chamber Court and they'll get a whole bunch more money, and I'll get screwed in the ass. And, oh, man, somebody else needs to sue. Somebody needs to do something. Somebody. You need to do it, Spartacus. Go look in the mirror. We appreciate the update. Safety data will be published, the spokesman told Epic Times in an email. He did not answer when asked why the meeting was not an appropriate time. The CDC has acknowledged that the heart inflammation is a complication of the mRNA COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. Kill shots. And yet the only published data released by CDC officials about that complication, that's kind of a complication when you get killed by the son of a bitch, is a 7-week study that ended on October 23, 2022. 7 weeks, huh? Where is more specific myocarditis, pericarditis data related to benevolent COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist shots for the past 10 death shots, by the way, for the past 10 months. Barbara Lowe Fisher, a co-founder and president of the National Vaccine Information Center, told Epic Times via an email. The mRNA shots are made by Pfizer, Moderna, Novavax. Updated shot, which uses different technology, has not been authorized by the Food and Drug Administration. It's just a rubber fucking stamp. They're all in it to kill it. They're all fucking they're comrades. I mean, they're joined, man. If our people were so fucking joined, we'd have wiped them out a long time ago and we'd be living better lives. I am tired of the CDC and FDA deciding what information the public needs and doesn't need. This is precisely the information that parents need to have, especially when there are still schools and activities mandating. Here we are mandating again. They're starting to throw that fucking word out there. Mandate me, you motherfucker. Mandating these fucking kill shots. This is evil playing out right before our eyes. It sure as hell isn't there with the broadcaster again. Have to pardon me every time it happens. I got to go fucking fire it back up. They're not liking the broadcast today. What do you got against the broadcast today, you assholes? She added CDC response of when, did I get that right? Mandating shots. This is evil playing out right before our eyes. Yeah, we're all sitting here. Yeah, fuck yeah. I mean, we're going to go down in history as the most fucking, I don't know, fucking stupid ass fucking people to ever fucking draw air. All the means to wipe this fucking out and wipe it. It could have been done by now. It could have been done fucking 30 fucking years ago. It could have been done last fucking century. Jesus Christ Almighty, fucking get off your fucking ass and end it. Before you're like that guy that walked out to his fucking car and got killed. Before they're coming in your fucking, now they're outside your house. Next move is to come into your fucking house. Are you going to fucking shit your pants and let them rape your fucking daughter, rape your son, rape your fucking dog? Or are you going to stand up like a goddamn man and fucking open them and blow their fucking heads off? Are you going to fucking make war on the people making war on you? She added the CDC's response of when appropriate, the updated safety data will be published in an unacceptable, is an unacceptable, and they wonder why there is a kill shot hesitancy and lack of trust in public health officials. No, they don't wonder one fucking bit. They're fucking on their heels and they're ready to be toppled with the fucking flick of a finger. If the fucking people would just do it. During the recent meeting, CDC officials and their partners presented data on the benevolent or bivalent shot to their adverse panel, the adversary committee. See, all these communist committees popped up everywhere, all these committees, and these are all non-governmental fucking agencies, fucking bullshit committees. Fuck you, communists. You're not getting it. On immunization practices, the advisors were considering which group should be recommended to get one of the new COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, kill shots, which were cleared by regulators. I'm sure they are. They work real well at killing fucking people. fucking making their fucking hearts stop and fucking shutting down their fucking immune systems. They work real good. I'm sure the regulators said, yeah, these are working just right within the perimeters of what you fucking made them for. You betcha, with scant clinical trials and data. No, they know exactly what they're doing. Dr. Nicola Klein, a Kaiser permanent doctor who works closely with the CDC, gave a presentation on COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, kill shot safety. She presented data from the vaccine safety data link, a monitoring system that covers a much smaller population than VARS. Dr. Klein said the two cases of myocarditis after benevolent vaccination were detected in the vaccine safety data link. Though March 11, it's not clear why more current data were not presented. Dr. Klein did not respond to a request for comment. The cases did not trigger a safety signal among adults, Dr. Klein said. Of course they didn't, because you can't have, I mean, you fucking have admitted killing millions, motherfuckers, just in this country. How many you killed around the fucking world? And you have, they're just the fucking, the unmitigated gall to come up and talk like it did, like this didn't happen. Like, there's nothing like that. It's like a little child. The presented data were widely cited by doctors, quoted in news outlets, including Dr. Andrew Pavia, who told a briefing that there does not appear to be a detectable risk of the benevolent shots causing myocarditis. How many fucking goddamn reports from the doctors sitting there saying, don't take that son of a bitch. It is absolutely fucking causing myocarditis and pericarditis. It is absolutely killing fucking people. Don't fucking take it. They're screaming it at you. And these, they don't have no fucking interest in fucking Pfizer and Moderna. They don't have the fucking stock. I mean, they're making fucking huge, it's a fucking industry killing off the fucking population of this goddamn earth. And the people are standing there like deer in the headlights, man. This can't continue. What I was conveying is that in the era of the benevolent vaccine, the number of cases has fallen to where it no longer is given a signal that is detectable. You are a lying son of a bitch. This is pure fucking goddamn ministry of lies, propaganda. And it is a ministry of lies, and they're allowed to lie to you because the law that fucking said they could not fucking use propaganda and lie to you, they removed. I mean, what it was, because it wasn't a law. It was a fucking policy. The only way there can be real laws for it to be ratified by the fucking people through elected representatives, which is an impossibility in a corporate fucking dictatorship. Dr. Pavia, chief of the University of Utah's Division of Pediatric Infectious Diseases, told the Epoch Times in an email in response to how he could say that with the missing VARS data, he said the strongest data are from the controlled studies like the VSD, where you have built-in controls. And all those studies, that's what he comes. Don't do it. It'll kill you. Don't fucking do it. How stupid are you? Through September 8th, 898, cases of myocarditis, pericarditis, or myopericarditis reported to VARS following a benevolent vaccination, according to a search of the system by Epic Times. While anybody can lodge a report with VARS, research has shown most reports are entered by healthcare providers. People who submit false information can face prosecution. Oh, yeah. Boy, we see them getting prosecuted left fucking right, don't we? Motherfucker, you murdered my fucking wife, and I know how you fucking did it. I know who you are and how you fucking did it, you motherfuckers. They got goddamn murder teams moving around from hospital to hospital, taking fucking people out. They kill for a fucking living. Well, time to feud. Five reports were for people aged 6 to 17 years, while another 13 were for people aged 18 to 29. When presented to the panel, CDC official Megan Wallace said there are limited data to inform the myocarditis risk following an updated mRNA dose. She did not mention the cases reported to VARS, but alleged the benefits of the vaccine outweighed the risk, even for young and healthy. Of course it does. Tell all that 6 million dead fucking people in this country and God knows how many around the fucking world. Go to dig them up and tell them that. The vaccine is not a vaccine. The biological kill agent, safety, how can you call it safe in any way? Data link, she acknowledged, did have a relatively lower sample size of recipients. So this is just more fucking piling on of fucking meaningless fucking bullshit. Yes, they're trying to kill us with everything they fucking got. Any way they can fucking kill one of us, they'll kill it. They'll pay the doctors, or either they fucking go along with it, they get their license pulled, and they do have their fucking kill teams out there fucking killing people right fucking now, killing your loved ones, killing fucking people who've done nothing to nobody, because you ain't worthy of living in this fucking Jew fucking world. The fucking Jew, I mean, there's another video appeared where this guy comes in, he's at some kind of meeting, he's just laying out all these Jews that are in control of the fucking Department of Health and Human Services, all the key fucking positions are dual citizen fucking Jews, and that's fucking who's killing your fucking loved ones, people. Panel members were taken by the data. Dr. Oliver Brooks said, feel good about the fact that in the bivalent, we saw no signal from myocarditis. You're a fucking liar. I mean, God damn it. We've read 90 fucking goddamn articles on it. You put up this fucking propaganda here. Do you know why? Because we got a discussion going about murder. We know the motherfuckers have committed genocide. There is no fucking doubt about it, like Hunter Biden. There's no fucking doubt that I see the six-year-old girls dressed like prostitutes. I see the fucking cocaine. We see the fucking deaths of our loved ones. We see the slaughter of the fucking people by these motherfuckers who think that they have the right to kill off the fucking population because it should be theirs. It just should be theirs, by God. Well, it's not going to be fucking yours, and you will pay dearly for the crimes you've committed against the fucking people of these United States of America, you motherfuckers. When this breaks loose, man, I mean, it's going to be spotty and it's going to be real violent. But man, once people fucking break out, you got to realize you got nothing to fucking lose, people. If you have something to lose, I want to know what the fuck it is. Because I'm here to tell you, you have everything to gain, which is your goddamn freedom and your liberty, just like your fucking true founders, the people who came out to fight for fucking rights, not the people who came out to get their own corporate fiefdoms after they fucking used the people to fucking push back the fucking British army during a fucking, well, it was a goddamn world war, and then go over there and get fucking knighted and become fucking lords in their own fucking right. This is just the same old futile shit that is fucking scourged man since the fucking beginning of time. It is time to put an end to it. We are too fucking far into the future. We are intelligent. Our children are intelligent, but for the few that fucking went along with the fucking communism, whose fucking parents would actually send them to these fucking indoctrination centers, and who would fucking accept any of this gay. I mean, we have the guy, you know, one of these videos, or it might be an article, talking about, you know, oh God, it's nasty. The pooping in the mouth and shit and all that stuff. But he filed a complaint, making sure that they know. I don't really have nothing against LGBTQ people. I just, you know, I don't want my, fuck them motherfuckers. You cowardly son of a bitch. You won't call a fucking faggot ass motherfucking punk bitch a fucking faggot ass punk bitch. I hate their fucking guts, every fucking one of them. You got that? And I'm not afraid to fucking say it. And I'm not afraid to die for it. You fucking pieces of fucking human shit. You're about 0.004% of the fucking world population, and it's time to fucking eliminate your asses. Nothing's going to fucking stop a fucking the largest army on planet Earth. When we fucking break loose, you motherfuckers, you'll try to run. I know you're going to try to run. You may even try fucking a field nuke or something, but you're going to get fucking slaughtered. Get used to the fucking idea. You're going to fucking hang you are going to be, oh God, if you caught aiding and abetting a foreigner in this fucking country, I wouldn't want to be you. How about that? Attempted heart carjacking in Seattle. Yeah, and it just shows, you know, this guy's going in the fucking tunnel and fucking people stepping out, fuck, I'd have floored it. They went flying over the fucking car when he was slowed down. Remember when Canadian Parliament member Yeri Sachs claimed that honk honk was code for hell Hitler and basically accused the Canadian truckers of being Nazi? I mean, this is just more fodder and shit that is meaningless. Enforce that fucking law. That supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law. Enforce it. You have the goddamn jurisdictional authority. We're the only ones that have the jurisdictional authority. Enforce it. All of this shit becomes so fucking irrelevant, so fucking quick, only to the point that we're going to take the goddamn wealth that they have stolen through these phony fucking cons that they've thrown at us, like that fucking shit in Ukraine, the shit in fucking goddamn Taiwan, all of the industrial war complex. You motherfuckers are going to hang. You will hang for war crimes. You will hang for committing genocide. You will hang for killing little children, you sick son of a bitches. Oh, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back. Where are we there? Okay.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
We'll be right back.
Listening to the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliwack, the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button, or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 96. Nope, don't mail nothing. Let's get that part out of there. Your contributions are appreciated. Don't put none in the fucking mail because they take our fucking donations out of the fucking mail. And it's just a part of the fucking program, people. It's part of what's got to fucking stop. It's part of why I got to fight. Why you got to fucking fight. If you just keep letting them fucking do shit to you, pretty soon you're on your fucking knees or else you're fucking just let yourself fucking die and not even fucking hit a lick. Ain't going to do it. Ain't going to fucking do it. Let's see what else we got here. Well, yes, it's interesting with our people fucking starving under the fucking overpass. The 60 Minutes discovered the U.S. is financing more than weapons in Ukraine. The government is buying seeds, fertilizer for farmers, paying the salaries of 57,000 first responders and subsidizing small businesses. The United States of Khazaria. There's our fucking goddamn sovereign is over there, right? With those goddamn fucking dual Jew citizens. And that's what this, let's see, is that, no. German MEP Christine Anderson, so-called democratically elected leader, are actually puppets for unelected globalist totalitarians. No. No. Where in the hell did you come up with that? You
conspiracy. Get that fucking tan hat off. I mean, you mean that slapped you in the face and you fucking seen it? Oh, wow. WHO fabricated global crisis from COVID to the climate crisis as a pretext to impoverish and enslave the global population. I did not know that. I didn't know that. I'm so glad you brought that up. Do you know what we do about that, by the way, lady? We fucking enforce the goddamn law that is our goddamn law. We exercise our superior jurisdictional authority. We take up that Second Amendment. I'm sorry about that, people. We take up that second article of that separate fucking law from that fucking constitution that never was. And we fucking run these motherfuckers out of this country. And we fucking hang the fucking traitors. We take our fucking wealth back. That's what we do about what you're wanting to discuss here. See, when they put all this shit up, we're having discussions about things that cannot be. We're having discussions about exemptions, hence fucking goddamn violations of the fucking supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of this country. We're having that's all they always say. Can we have a conversation about it? You know, I think that fucking I want to go, just take all the men and just make a law and we'll just cut their dicks off. Can we have a conversation about it? Yeah, we'll have a conversation. One fucking, here's my fucking first salvo. Boom. Right in your fucking face. That's the conversation you're going to get out of me. The vaccine is 100% safe and effective. And this is kind of a cool video. You should watch it because it shows how they went from 100% effective down, I think it was down to fucking below 40. And you need more. You got to take more shots. That's what it is. Yeah, right. You do that. And then see, that's really pisses me off too, because a lot of the people that go do that, you're fucking typhoid Marys. You're the way that Laura got into Laura's body, you motherfuckers. I don't know which one of you it was, but I hope you fucking died. You son of a bitch. You fucking, because you're a coward. The people who aren't cowards have to fucking die because you go and you spread the fucking goddamn, whatever it is. It ain't no goddamn COVID-19 virus. You spread whatever they put in that shot, that fucking mRNA, and you fucking kill fucking innocent fucking people, you son of a bitches. And all you're going to answer, I mean, you don't get away with shit like this. I mean, karma will get you. You're being invaded, and it won't end well. This is look at the video, and you see them. They're there, and they're going to take, and I tell you tomorrow, wherever this is, they'll fucking take the whatever benefits, workmen's unemployment. They'll take they'll take their Social Security checks and they'll give them to these third world motherfuckers that they had to ship in here. You don't move this kind of people without logistics. We know that. We've talked about it many times. IRS officials confirms that the U.S. attorneys blocked Weiss from charging Hunter Biden. And here we go again. You know, this is just, what is this? What is this? You mean that you're going to tell us another fucking crime that was committed in that debacle? But we can talk about it. And no, that didn't happen. No way. And that's the whole argument. Were you ready to vote? You ready to vote? Which pedophile are you picking? Which pedophile are you picking? And you can, I think Trump, he's actually screwed less little kids. I don't know. Because I wouldn't know. There's no way I could know. But that's what you're coming down to, isn't it? Which fucking pedophile is going to be next on the fucking corporate throne, huh? Who's going to be the king's man in this fucking country? These dual fucking citizen fucking Jews running every goddamn thing. Breaking, Paul Revere slams Trudeau for demonizing concerned parents amid week of protests. We'll go ahead and do this because it's just more shit, you know. This is by Post Millennial. On Friday, Pierre Poilievre slammed Justin Trudeau for his response to the thousands of concerned Canadians who took to the streets in protests across the country this week to voice their concern for parents' rights and to sexualized content in classrooms. I mean, you don't want it? And you're going to go, you're pleading with your fucking oppressors? You don't plead with them, you fucking kill them. The Conservative Party leader accused the Prime Minister of unfairly, you unfairly targeted people. I mean, fuck you. You fucking showed that shit to a kid. Bam, you're fucking dead. discussion over. We're not going to talk about this, motherfuckers. That's all the discussion there needs to be. If you're a sick, perverted son of a bitch that would hurt a fucking little kid like that cocksucker Hunter Biden up at the top of the fucking page, are you going to, we're going to investigate this. No, you're going to get a fucking trial in a goddamn common law court. And we'll see if the fucking real American nationals will fucking tolerate anything less than you being hung out inside in front of the fucking courthouse and your bones fucking rotting off. I mean, your meat rotting off your bones. And when the bones fall, dogs hauling them off. When we get done, we got to make an example, people. When we do this, man, we have to be fucking vicious, savage fucking vicious, and do things that fucking, well, it's going to change. Well, we'll never be the same anyway. We'll never know the freedom we knew. We'll never know. And that wasn't freedom because we were born into fucking communism thanks to the fucking generations before us that didn't fucking stand on this. Thanks to the generations that allowed the fucking Bill of Rights not to be the top fucking document when that was it. You know, that's the fucking law in this fucking country. It's up to each and every one of us to fucking enforce it. It's our duty. We have been derelict in our duty and fucking... So we're sitting here talking about this bullshit. The Conservative Party leader accused the Prime Minister of unfairly targeting parents via their decision to dismiss the demonstrations as nothing more than a gathering of people motivated by anti-LGBTQ. Well, I'm fucking anti-LGBTQ. I hate the motherfuckers because I know they're just a tiny little minority of fucking brain damaged fucking I'd have more fucking bad feelings about shooting a rabid dog than I would one of these motherfuckers. I mean, the dog has to fucking die because it's a threat. It's a threat to the children. It's a threat to everything around it. And if it's rabid, it could kill you. So you got to get rid of the son of a bitch. But I mean, at least the dog didn't fucking decide to be a dog that got fucking rabies. Justin Trudeau always divides to distract from all he has broken, Poilievre wrote in a post on X. This time he is demonizing concerned parents. And boy, God, if you're on this guy's talking about, this is going to stop people because they're up here fucking, they got articles all over the fucking place. No, this ain't going to stop. This is the fodder for your phony fucking next fucking phony fucking election. That is not an election. It's already been fucking decided. We are fucking occupied. Occupied people don't have any fucking say. We're subjugated because we will not fucking break the fucking chains. We have the goddamn tools to break the chains. To break the chains easily. We have the tools to put the chains on the people they belong on until they fucking dangle from a fucking rope or are put up against the wall for the fucking crimes against the Supreme Superior Absolute Unalienable Law, December 15, 1791, that they have absolutely fucking committed. Prima fucking facie. On Wednesday, 1 million March, four children events took place in sites from Victoria to Montreal. Much of the coverage before and during the protest appeared to suggest that the demonstrators were marching against LGBTQ rights. They ain't got no fucking rights. They got the same rights as I do. You want to go into a fucking court with me and tell me, and we'll see if you have the right to fucking push your shit on my kids, push your shit on me, push your fucking demented fucking... You'll hang. You'll just fucking hang. I have no doubt about it. I could hang any one of you motherfuckers in an honest court. Rights, however, the vast majority of those in attendance harbored no negative... See, that's... Listen to this. However, the mass majority of those in attendance harbored no negative feelings towards members of that community. I do. I hate you motherfuckers. I hate your fucking guts and livers because you are fucking, you're demented. You're fucked up. Stay away from the children. You should be fucking locked up. Well, minimum locked up where you can't hurt children. Maximum, if you've hurt children, you need to be taken out back and a bullet put in your fucking head. And sought only to have a greater say in what happens to their children. Can I have a greater say in what happens to my children? Fuck you. I say what happens to my children. I don't. Boom. That's how it fucking works. And it wouldn't take a whole lot of it until they would get the fucking idea. But you gotta goddamn do it. Nonetheless, Trudeau took to X to remind Canadians that transphobia, homophobia, and biophobia have no place in this country, and that he and his party strongly condemn this hate and manifestation. How much must they hate you? I mean, they're killing us with fucking goddamn biological kill weapons right out in the goddamn open. They're fucking spraying shit out from the skies. There's this one video, I don't know if it's, I think it's a video, where it shows them coming in, and they, I mean, with a plane and spraying the streets. They were killing, what the hell they call it? You know, like an exterminator comes in, what do you fucking, they were spraying things that could cause the fucking virus to spread. They were, I mean, right down, spraying it out of a pickup, going by your goddamn house, people's windows open. You want some people fucking die now. It's going to happen, people. Oh, God. Canadian schools now showing high school freshmen how to shit and piss on each other and drink semen from others' video. And I mean, if you're an adult, go watch this because it's well worth watching. This lady fucking is disgusted as any person should be. But man, the goddamn men in this community should be ripping fucking heads off. They should be just fucking, they should go kill the motherfuckers and say, no, you're not. You're not going to fucking do this. My kid, boom. You get it now? Now that your fucking brains are all laying all over the fucking parking lot, do you understand? Beware of nation states, corporations, or groups offering benefits that require digital ID. You are entering a covenant with death, and it's already been done. The digital fucking ID is here. This is all old shit. This is just all old shit that they're reiterating because they can't take another step forward. They take one more step forward. Well, it's like the guy that went out to get in his car. They're at your fucking door. I told you they would be, didn't I? Years ago. I said, you will not do a damn thing and they will be at your goddamn door. That man went out to his car to get fucking something out of his car and somebody was decided to hijack it and fucking killed his ass. It's coming. It's coming to a neighborhood near you because they're busting them into your neighborhoods. They're flying them to your fucking states. So get ready to reap what you've sown through your fucking negligence of your fucking duty to enforce the fucking law of this goddamn land. Expose the UN and Clinton Foundation occupy an old base in Panama to help supply illegal aliens on their way to America. Well, I'm sure they are. That's aiding in fucking invasion, in an invasion, isn't it? Or am I missing something here? Department of Defense signs contract with social media monitoring company. I'm sure they have it. They show in the Pentagon here. I'm sure you want to listen to every fucking... See, the reason they... If they were... The what they were supposed to be, what they said, that what they lied to you about them Federalist Papers and what the Anti-Federalist Paper told you they were lying about. If they were truly there and the fucking people, they were acting for the people, they would fucking, they want every motherfucker in this country that fucking was a patriot to have a fucking gun, wouldn't they? They want to disarm us and they want to arm these fucking communists that we see fucking pushing people down. And I mean, that's another thing. In these goddamn public meetings, you'll have fucking 50, 60 fucking people and four fucking pigs, and they attack one guy and everybody gets back. Jump the motherfuckers, beat them to a bloody pulp and throw them out the fucking door, then do the same to those goddamn son of a bitches sitting up there like they're fucking gods over you. Rip their fucking, beat the fuck out of them. Just beat them, leave a bloody fucking pile and walk off and say, this school's closed. No more fucking, if you quit sending your fucking kids to these schools, they would shut down. Daughters of the American Revolution causes revolt. Let's see, Daughters of the American Revolution causes revolt by allowing transgender members. Well, I'm a daughter of the American Revolution. Fucking Jesus! You see, it's all pushing you. Little pushes from punks. Pushes. Boom! No more fucking pushing. You put your back's against the wall. When are you going to fucking stop this shit, people? Unbelievable. This summer, this is by Dwight Stone, the Western Journal. This summer, the Daughters of the American Revolution changed its bylaws to allow men to identify as women to join in all female historical society angering some of its members. We're all the same. I mean, women have dicks. They're actually born with them, you know. Jesus. DAR leaders passed an amendment stating that membership cannot be declined due to characteristics protected by applicable law. There is no fucking law protecting these motherfuckers one fucking bit. What there is goddamn corporate motherfucking thuggery, fucking corporate fucking mafia, and fucking mercenaries pushing this fucking agenda and protecting these motherfuckers. But you don't get mad. Don't get angry. It's not good to get. You shouldn't be getting angry. That's bad. Don't get mad. No, get screaming ass fucking mad. Get savage fucking mad. If you don't, you're going to fucking end up. Look what you're doing to your fucking grandchildren. Can't you see what you're getting ready to leave them in? Do you care? DAR President General Pamela Wright clarified during the organization's annual meeting in June that the men who have their birth certificates altered to indicate that they are female are eligible for membership. Why would you want to? Unless you're a fucking freak. Unless you're pushing a fucking freak fucking. If they make everybody into a fucking worthless son of a bitch that couldn't whip the wind with a fistful of hammers, that's the only way they can control anybody, because with their fucking mercenaries. Because a mercenary comes up against the man defending his home and hearth and his children and his fucking relatives, you die. You're shooting it out for money. And that money ain't going to be worth what you're coming at, you motherfuckers. The new amendment also revoked the right of local chapters to decide if an applicant is personally acceptable for membership. The change is just one of many happening across the country to allow men into areas and groups once reserved to women. Ben Landon, a spokeswoman, Breen Landon, a spokeswoman for the DAR, told Newsweek, the move protects the organization's tax-exempt status. So this is where they got, you know, they're in bed with the fucking government at 501c3. This is a corporation. You should have never become incorporated. You're supposed to be the daughters of the fucking revolution. You don't even know what the son of a bitch was about. And that's a fact. The new language does not change the criteria for membership, Landon said. DAR's longstanding membership policy remains unchanged since our founding in 1890. And you forgot. I mean, you fucking people just lost it. You lost who you are. The DAR has roughly 190,000 members and 3,000 chapters across the U.S. and worldwide, Newsweek reported. Applicants must prove their descent from an ancestor who aided in achieving American independence, according to the group's website. There is a similar organization for men called the Sons of the American Revolution. Well, they're going to have to take women now, aren't they? I mean, if a woman decides to identify as a man, I mean, you see how this fucking weakens the people. This is more weakening of the people. Break up the family. Make everybody fucking, the men think they're women. Make the women think they're men. And, you know, you see all the fucking programming on from Hollywood, the women kicking ass, in the end, it'll start out with a good story. But by the end of the story, the fucking women run everything, and they're badass motherfuckers. Well, send your fucking high heels after me, you fucking cocksuckers. We're waiting, because you know you cannot fucking conquer the people as long as they keep their mind and fucking focus on that fucking 10 articles and understand that they are the jurisdictional authority and they have the right to kill you fucking dead. You're not going to take our liberty. You're not going to take our individuality. You're not going to fucking take our the sovereignty of our fucking country. You're not going to do none of this shit. You keep stepping in. You're going to be stepping on shit you don't want to step on, motherfuckers. And when it breaks loose, I'm telling you, I think when this breaks loose, a lot of people said it'd be like brush fires. I think it's going to be like a fire NATO across this country. People are pissed. Meese asked if chapters would have the right to not to admit a person whose birth certificate has not been altered by their state to indicate they are female, even though they were born a male. If you're born a male, you're a male. You cannot fucking change that. That's biology. That is absolute motherfucking mathematical fact. Wright replied, if a person certified that a certified birth certificate states female, they are eligible for membership and your chapter cannot change that or else we'll take your 501c3 away and we'll take your private jet that you're fucking flying around in with the donations you get. You fucking commie motherfucking fascist motherfucking capitalist pricks. She added that if you vote against them based on their protected class, it's discrimination. There is no protected class. We each protect ourselves. It's called autonomy. We have the law. We each have the jurisdictional authority. We don't need no protection from nobody. We need to protect ourselves. We need to get our fucking guns and use them for what they're meant for. We're in the 11th fucking hour here, people. These fuckers are on their heels and you won't fucking knock them on over. Why? Meese resigned from the DAR shortly after the proceedings, according to the Daily Siegel. In an email to the DAR's Secretary General, Meese wrote, recent changes in the bylaws of the organization have compelled me to this decision. The change will require our chapter to consider transgender males as females, which contradicts my deeply held religious beliefs. Well, good for you for having fucking goddamn morality, even though you don't even understand where you are, what's going on around you, who you are, what you should be doing. You don't have a fucking clue, but you know that it's, this is wrong. I mean, right and wrong is right and wrong. Nothing can ever fucking change it. But a person of faith, I firmly believe that God created men and women as distinct and separate genders. I don't know how they were created. I'm not going to say, but they are definitely separate fucking genders. I mean, the bone structure is different. I mean, I'm not going to sit here. This is the argument. This is what they want you to do. They want us to sit here and talk and, you know, hit this shit like this. Of course they are. I mean, it's a biological fucking fact that you can't fucking deny. You might as well deny the sun comes up in the sky in the day. You know, fucking, but this is what they want. They want to change what the discussion is going to be. They don't want the discussion to be the pedophile island, the fucking Epstein. They don't want the discussion to be about the fucking violations to the people's fucking Bill of Rights. They don't want that Bill of Rights talked about at all. Because that is the supreme superior law. That is the law they will hang under. That is the law they will be shot under. They know it. They've known it all the fucking long. That's why Nancy Pelosi stepped up and goes, I'm claiming my sovereignty. Yeah, I did all these fucking crimes against the fucking country, against the fucking people. I committed treason, high treason, but I'm taking my fucking sovereign immunity. You can't prosecute me because you got rid of the fucking courts. And you think, and you ain't going to prosecute me in a goddamn administrative admiralty court because I'll just claim my sovereignty and refuse it, which is my right to do. And she's fucking right. They all understood this a long time ago. That's why they could fucking, you know, flaunt the policy that they call law and inflict it on you, put people in prison for fucking 10 years for a fucking joint of marijuana and fucking kick back and snort cocaine when they get home and drink fucking wine. I mean, fucking champagne. They don't drink water. Maybe that's real expensive wine. Anyways, that's about enough for me today. And we'll be back with more tomorrow. I mean, fuck, there's plenty to talk about. But this is all fucking fodder. It's all meaningless. Enforce that fucking law, and this all goes away. I tell you, it has to. There's no, it can't. And it would be fucking an interesting thing to do to prosecute these motherfuckers. To make them, you know, the way that they've done us, they've killed our fucking loved ones. They've done things, anything they could do to hurt us or kill us, they have done it. And to prosecute them and watch them take the prosecution, watch their own fucking prima facie of fucking actions being brought forth to a fucking true common law court. Watch them as they're fucking shitting their fucking pants as they go through the shooting in the gallows. Watch them. I mean, I don't know if I'll get to see it, but by God, I'm going to be here until I'm not going to quit fighting as long as there's breath in my body. And that being so, we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. But recognize this fucking fodder for all it is. They're trying to make some conversations about things that there is nothing to talk about. You just flat ass can't do all this shit. And you won't talk, if you want to talk about why, I'll get out the Bill of Rights and I'll have a conversation with you just before you get hung for fucking treason and sedition. And that is the word from the trenches.